From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, there's been an increase in the number of people who are struggling with anxiety and depression. However, these higher rates aren't just being seen in adults. We're seeing this in children as well. In fact, here in Idaho, nearly one out of four children suffer from mental illness, and mental health resources can be hard to find in many parts of the rural part of our states. Now, this is all according to St. Luke's Health System. So St. Luke's has made getting help to rural communities a priority. And tomorrow night, Wednesday night, they're holding a showing of the Ken Burns documentary, Hiding in Plain Sight, Youth Mental Health, along with an open discussion. This will be held in McCall. And this plan is to hold more of these discussions in Twin Falls and in Haley. So joining us today is Dr. Gretchen Goodmanson, a clinical psychologist, and Aaron Poffley, Senior Director of Community Health and Engagement at St. Luke's Health System. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Dr. Goodmanson, can you tell us a little bit about what you're seeing on a daily basis when it comes to children and mental health?
Sure. I would say that certainly, you know, there's been a longstanding mental health issue for youth, and both nationally and in Idaho, we, you know, are often not, we don't have enough resources. And I would say in the last couple of years, in the context of the pandemic, of course, and I think in a number of other factors, we've just seen both in Idaho and on a national level, just further increase in terms of things like depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, self-harm thoughts. And it's just, I think, a combination of a true increase in those symptoms. And I think, and this might just be my optimistic nature, but I think part of it is somewhat of decreased stigma and more discussion in the social media and in the kind of popular culture about mental health. So I think part of those rates too are just increased recognition and openness about it, in addition to probably what appears like a true increase in these mental health symptoms.
But Dr. Goodmanson, with that said, how dire do you think this issue is with youth here in our state? Because as you said, we have for years have had issues with mental health and access to it. For children in Idaho?
I would say, you know, it certainly is dire. I mean, I think that's not an over-exaggeration because with the increasing acuity, we have kids increasingly younger and just a bigger group of kids who are experiencing what I would call life and death thoughts and situations where even in the face of potentially a lot of protective factors and, you know, community support and loving families, they might still get to a spot pretty quickly where they're having thoughts about hurting themselves or acting on those thoughts. And just the way our systems are set up and sort of 24/7 access to their phones and media and sometimes having social systems that include people who aren't in their home or down the street. It's just, it's really challenging to stay ahead of that with our kids. So it's, I would say it's, it is dire. And I think in a, you know, it's something that we all have to start to reckon with. And you know, of course, mental health professionals and people who work with youth, but I would, you know, suggest that we all as a whole society and community need to be paying attention to this.
And Aaron, why did St. Luke's decide to not make just mental health an issue, but to make sure it's a priority in the more rural areas of our state?
Thank you, Gemma. You know, we talk about lack of access a lot in Idaho. And so you see these rates of prevalence increasing, as you and Dr. Goodmanson had referenced, and a lack of enough providers to help with those young people who are facing acute mental health issues. So one of, you know, in addition to building the number of providers available in our rural communities, and of course, across Idaho, it's also building the capacity of these communities, right? Mm-hmm. Building skills in these communities, connecting parents to resources and to each other in rural communities in particular, so that we can start looking at the work a community can do together to start building resilience, to start building skills, to be having these difficult, scary conversations so that we might actually prevent young people and adults for that matter, it's certainly not limited to young people, from even needing to see a professional. We just have so much capacity in these incredibly strong communities where people care for each other, they know each other, and they want to be a part of the solution. And so St. Luke sees real value in bringing folks together to have these conversations.
And Erin, do you think that by, you know, starting these conversations, right, by, and as you said, building that access to mental health services, can we solve this issue of access so that kids and adults don't fall through the cracks?
I believe it's twofold, that there is an argument most certainly that we actually need more providers, but I would also argue, and I think St. Luke's very much understands, that there's so much work we can do to strengthen our communities, again, before a young person or an adult needs that acute intervention. Mm. We can teach really good listening skills. We can provide healthy activities for young people. We can build our parenting skills. We can help young people feel valued and safe. And St. Luke's absolutely knows that by doing that within a community, we reduce the need for clinical intervention. There'll always be a need for clinical intervention. I can't understate the need for that. But there is so much work we can do individually and in families and communities to start working together on addressing young people's mental health issues.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Goodmanson, you know, how can parents or caregivers, you know, help support their children if they're dealing with mental health issues? Because, I mean, I think sometimes as a parent myself, I overthink this. I mean, I think I'm constantly worried about my kids' mental health to the point that maybe I'm impacting their mental health. So,
sorry, don't mean to laugh at that. No, we get it.
I mean, you totally get what I'm saying, right? And so how do we, I guess as parents also balance that, right? So we don't dismiss it, but we also don't overthink it, because they're also just, you know, teens and tweens and teens and like, you know, it's just a really hard time in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think my guess is you have a lot of nodding heads in the state right now, because it's so tricky. And I guess I would encourage parents and caregivers, or anyone really touching kids in any sort of way, having kids in their lives, to just really remember and keep in mind that as much as we have historically separated physical health and mental health, they're integrated, and that talking about mental health is important to figure out how to do that in a natural, consistent way, and not just when the alarm rings or when you start to get worried. So just, and it can be in a positive way, and how people manage emotions and stressors and how things are going with their friends. So the more, I just think it goes back to forging those connections, figuring out how to communicate, talking about how your own mental health is or things that you struggle with, since modeling is such a powerful teacher for all of us, but especially our kids. But I think that it's important to keep just, you know, early and often communication about this being just a part of living and developing and growing up. And I guess the other thing I would add is that just to remember that for the kids who are in your kind of zone, if it's your kid or your niece or nephew or your someone you mentor, you like trust yourself too. Like if you, your spidey senses are going off, or if you're worried about them, ask if they're okay, or if they're doing okay, or if they want to talk to you, or are they talking to people? And you don't want to hound them, like you said, and create a problem that isn't there. And I think we're often, you know, parents are experts on their own kids. And so, and it might just be a developmental shift or something going on, but the more you can just set a precedent to have communication and connection and regular just check-ins, even if it's just a couple minutes, have them rate their day or not. It's really important to pay attention, because I think it's easy to discount those kind of worries or questions as, oh, it's just that's part of being a teenager or a tween, or, and yes. And part of being a teen involves some potential risk.
That makes perfect sense. Before I let you go, Erin, can you quickly tell us about the community event that will be happening in McCall tomorrow? You're going to be showing a documentary and then really having this open, transparent conversation.
Correct. We will be showing a 30-minute screener extracted from the four-hour Hiding in Plain Sight Youth Mental Illness documentary by Ken Burns. So just a half an hour. The event is hosted by St. Luke's, but we've engaged important community partners in each community as well. So we'll have a local community leader help us greet and set the stage for the evening. We will watch the documentary, and then Tyler Norris, who's an incredible man, Idaho native, and champion of mental and social and behavioral spiritual health, he facilitates the post-screening conversation. And in that conversation, we'll ask people to do a listening exercise, and then we'll open the conversation to explore questions such as, how has mental health and addiction impacted our families and community? How can we best address these issues as a community? What steps can we take as an individual or collectively to improve the mental health of our families and our children and our communities? So there will be this safe, open environment for sharing questions and concerns, but then again, really hoping that people walk away with tangible action that they can take either themselves or within their own organization or family to really help start making a difference for young people.
Well, I want to thank really both of you for, I need to go to a break, but I wanted to thank both of you so much for your time today and to talk about this. It's such a critical issue. And I hope just by having the conversation and what you are all doing at St. Luke's that we make an impact. So thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
We've been talking with Dr. Gretchen Goodmanson with St. Luke's Center for Neurobehavioral Medicine and Erin Poffley, Senior Director of Community Health and Engagement at St. Luke's Health System, discussing their upcoming screening of the Ken Burns documentary, Hiding in Plain Sight, Youth Mental Health, along with an open discussion. This will all take place tomorrow night, Wednesday, in McCall at St. Luke's Forestry Center Conference Room at 6 p.m. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.